This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. But don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You are so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We're almost there. We're in the home stretch, whatever that means. Xander Gibb will join us tonight, as he does every week. I always appreciate the time that he spends with us. I really do. I mean, the guy, he's over in England. That's where he's connecting from. I don't know, what is it over there, like 2 o'clock in the morning? Yeah, I wouldn't be able to talk. Well, maybe I would. I don't know, sometimes, yeah, I'm wide awake at that point. Yeah, I know. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. I really appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. You just, hopefully you're having a good time like I am at this. Really. What was I going to do? What story? Oh, yeah. There's, you know, you guys don't get it. I have so much going on in front of me. It's like, oh, yeah, let's do that one. Oh, no, let me talk about that one. I'm like the cat chasing the red pointer on a wall. Head up on the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going on up there. Lots happening. And give me your email address, because we send out an email once a week, an email blast that lets you know who's coming on, what we're going to be talking about. Yells. I do sell stuff. And here's a novel idea. How many of you think you should be able to be fired, or an employee should be able to be fired for not performing? Well, Trump has made it now easier to fire low-performing federal workers. Woo-hoo. Now think of... Yeah, she wants to get fired, but I won't fire her. President Trump on Friday signed 3 executive orders overhauling the federal bureaucracy, including an order that makes it easier to fire federal workers for misconduct. There'd be a whole bunch of leakers out of work in a few weeks. To empower our civil servants to best help others, the government must always operate more efficiently, more securely. Now, the president said what happened? There it is. Okay. The White House said that Trump, who famously promised to drain the swamp in Washington while running for president, signed the 3 orders from Friday. The first executive order aims to strengthen accountability for federal employees, makes it easier to fire poor for, you know, their complaint is always, who decides what's poor? Who decides what's, not good? You know, what's that?
Your boss.
Yeah, well, who's your... Yeah, well, you know, when it comes... Well, I don't care whether it's teachers or Department of Motor Vehicle workers or IRS people or whoever it is, somebody, there has to be some form of order where you can get fired for not doing your job. And I don't mean the first time. Don't get me wrong. Because that's what they'll tell you. You know, who's going to decide? Somebody come in there, you don't get along with the boss, he can fire you. No, it doesn't work that way. The second executive order creates a federal labor relations working group to analyze union contracts with the federal government. It makes it harder to pay federal unions to appeal firings and to lobby Congress. Unions aren't going to like that. The third, it's really funny how they love him for bringing work back to the U.S. They love him for, you know, bringing all those jobs back, forcing some of these plants to reopen here in this country. And as much as you won't hear them, you know, scream one way or the other, they love the tariffs because that also keeps work here in this country. Right? The third executive order focused on federal unions and is aimed at reducing waste and expenditures, requires federal employees to spend at least 75% of their time working on the job, especially the one they were hired to do, as opposed to working on federal union work. It also allows federal government to start charging unions for office space in federal buildings. I don't know if you guys are aware of this. You know what happens, though, right? When the union's involved, I don't care whether it's school, police, whether, you know, federal building, whatever it is, there's a certain amount of work that somebody paid within the company, that somebody is paid for within the federal government to do union work, to track union time, to track union dues, to make sure the union gets their money. It's not a union employee. So according to the Wall Street Journal's Andrew Bremberg, who leads Trump's domestic policy council, said the order will make it easier for agencies to remove poor-performing employees and to assure that taxpayer dollars are more efficiently used. God forbid. The journal also reported that unions representing federal employees said that the orders would deprive their members of significant labor rights. Right. What? To do no work? To do poor work? To do shoddy work? To do less than I'll even give a B average. How's that? Less than B average work. What do they want? The executive orders are a direct assault on the legal rights and protections that Congress has specifically guaranteed to 2 million public sector employees across the country. What legal rights is to fly in the face of? No, seriously. There's National Labor Relations Board. There's unions all over the place. When you look at the rights that unions have or workers have within the federal government, they're pretty darn strong. He's not wiping out their rights. He said, look. When you look at what's going on at the VA, look at how many of our veterans have died. Because why? Because VA people didn't do their jobs. Because people lost lists, right? Because people threw away files. I mean, those people should have been filed. Some of them should have been put in jail for their criminal behavior. You don't allow people to die because you can't get your job right. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Xander Gibb joins us after the break. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 25 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Take control of your water with the new ProPure Whole House Filtration System. The ProPure Home removes chlorine and up to 220 plus additional contaminants with ProMax Full Spectrum Filter Technology for truly great tasting, clean, and refreshing water. Order a ProPure Home today and receive a free pre-sediment filter, a $79.95 value. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com for details. Rethink what's in your water.
But after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me.
No.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The man, the myth, the legend, the Broadway star, the one you actually really honestly tuned in for, because I know you don't give a crud about me. Xander Gibb joins us on the show, as he does every week, to kind of keep us in check, bring me up to snuff on what's going on. Not just in Hollywood, but across the pond, you know. So how are you doing?
I am cold, but apart from that, I am doing good. How about you?
I mean, I didn't ask you what the weather was like, right? I asked you how you're doing.
He said, how was I? And I said, I'm cold. You know, so that's how I am.
I guess that's okay.
That's how it rolls, you know.
So, hey.
Put on a sweater.
Yeah. Did you, I know I'm kind of catching you off guard here a little bit, but I heard earlier, I don't know if you know anything about this, but there was some fellow that was doing a rant, I guess, on the internet somehow, and the Brits went in and took him out of his house for hate speech or inciting a riot or, you know what I'm talking about? Earlier today?
I haven't heard of that recently, but a few months ago, I know a guy was on Facebook and was talking about disagreeing. He didn't even disagree with Islam. He said he didn't like the concepts of Islam. And the police came to see him and said he was inciting hatred. So, you know, he called a lawyer in and all of this.
Wow.
And was saying, how is saying, you know, he's like, you know, I don't like certain products, but it doesn't mean I'm inciting hatred against them. I just simply don't like them. But the thing is that we've got locked into this mindset now, Joe, where if we disagree with anything to do with anyone Islamic or black or even gay, that we're a hater. And the scary thing is the police are going to come every... I mean, the police would be at my door every day. I tweet and share on social media about everything that I disagree with. And some of those things are the fact that, you know, I don't want Sharia law in the UK or the United Kingdom and the UK or the US. And so come and arrest me. But surely disagreeing does not make me a criminal.
Well, there it does, apparently. I mean, from what I've read and what I've seen so far, it's really scary as to what they can do, what they can stop you with. You know, we have a mindset here in this country that the Brits are pretty free. You know, it's pretty good there and there's not any major issues. But when you start seeing stuff like this, this is actually pretty scary.
Well, I think part of the problem is that the screws now in London right now, we have, you know, the mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, as he's known as, because he really can't make his mind up about what he's actually going to do, says that, you know, if you come to London, you know, it's a major city, you should expect, you know, terrorism if you live there. And, you know, this is, you know, for me, this
wow.
this is a Muslim in a prominent position that should be actually trying to build the gap between the Muslim community and the rest of the community. Because, you know, most of us who are not stupid know that not all Muslims are terrorists and not all Muslims are bad people. But the ones that are out there are not kind of brought down by the opinions of others. And the thing is that if you're a Muslim, the first thing you should be saying every time these things occur is that you disagree with it. Because for me, that would set you aside.
Oh, I agree with you. I've always said that before. We need more Muslims, more people who follow Islam. They need to come out and say, look, that's not our God. That's not what we believe. That's not what we do. And I think that would put more people at ease instead of
right.
the quietness or the very, very, very few, the very minute few that actually come out and say anything. I think that's what gives people an uneasiness. Don't you agree?
I do. And I know it's hard. You know, myself, I'm unwittingly a member of a community that I have to speak against a lot of the time, you know, because I'm openly gay. And when I speak out about things, you know, I saw something on the internet today where they were saying, was it appropriate for drag queens to be going into school and reading to children? You know, how harmful was it? I kind of avoided it, but I really wanted to say, where the heck are you with these things now? Why do we need drag queens going into school? Don't we have teachers for this? But the thing is that you have to speak out against these things in your community.
You do.
But you do have to pick your arguments. I know myself it's very difficult. You know the hassle I've had from the gay community over the years. And it's a worry, but we still have to speak out about things even from our own community. I mean, I'm sure you're doing it all the time about Italian Americans, Joe.
Yeah, you know what? No, every time I even make a joke about Italian Americans, it's funny how some people try to rip me apart. I go, wait a minute, you're Irish, I'm Italian, shut up and leave me alone. I can say what I want about my people, if you will. But
yeah, Messina is a very Irish name, isn't it?
Yeah,
isn't your name actually Messina?
There you go. We dropped the O because it was too many letters for me to spell. It just wouldn't fit on the check.
Exactly.
No, you're so right. When do we hit critical mass ridiculousness, or do we?
I don't know. I think we hit it, you know, well before the election. But I think the scary thing is that if you're supporting organizations like, you know, the DNC who are purporting this ridiculousness, what does that say about you?
No, seriously. And,
yeah.
And even more.
Well, where's the drum roll there? Yeah. I need it like a... Shh.
Thank you. Yeah. We'll be here all week. Well, he won't.
Yeah.
I will. Yeah. No, this stuff, again, it's becoming more and more crazy as the days go on. When you look at things like, I think I sent you the story on, well, let's do this one first, because this one's the fun one. In West Hollywood, California, basically an openly gay community, most of their city council and the fire departments are headed up by the gay and lesbian community, which is great, fine. That's what I've always said in the past, is that we have a representative government in this country, and it's great that we can do things like this. But
great.
The mayor of West Hollywood comes out and decides that they're going to give adult film star Stormy Daniels a key to the city, right? Because of her leadership in the resist movement. I'm thinking to myself, really? So she gets a key for lying, for being a porn star? I mean, my God, I want my daughter to subscribe to this, don't you?
Yeah, exactly. And this is why I wanted to come out on the show today and say, Joe, that, you know, in the early part of 2000, I slept with Hillary Clinton, and now she won't talk to me, so I'm going to sue her.
I've got to ask.
For this.
Is that why you're openly gay now?
Yeah, she did turn me gay. I mean, look what she did to Bill. Let's face it. But seriously, that's how ridiculous it is. What is the difference between me saying that and her saying this about the president? I'm becoming famous from it. I mean, it's absolutely laughable. And it goes back to what I was saying 5 minutes ago about if you're subscribing to a group like the DNC who support all this, you know, the crazy left. I mean, what next? You know, the keys to the city for a porn star, for a hooker. What next? Statues of pedophiles in Times Square. I mean, you know, MS-13, schools for MS-13, children in the Bronx, you know, free education. What next?
Yeah, no kidding. And you know, it's just, we could have a field day with this. But listen, we got to go for a break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Sandy Kim's going to still be with us on the other side of the break. We have duct tape to the secret location. Besides, I'm just having somebody shove a pizza on the door right now as we speak. We'll be back in a minute.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's
Jack, the Shrek Chicago.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Much pleasure. Mucho pleasure. You didn't know I was like trilingual, huh? Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's not play around. Let's just bring him right in. Xander Gibb joins us, as he does every week, to help keep things rolling, get me in line, and help me figure it out, because I can't understand half of what I talk about. So it's always fun having him with me. Xander, thanks for being here.
It's a pleasure to be here, Joe.
All mine, right?
It is, yeah. I thought I wouldn't say that this week, you know, because the listeners are probably getting mucho bored of hearing that.
Well, they're mucho bored of hearing the stuff I talk. Somehow they show up. I don't know, but
yeah.
But we were finishing up with the whole hooker thing there in West Hollywood.
Okay, wait. What are you?
Porn star. Sorry.
Oh, you mean the last?
I get it mixed up. Okay. I get somebody who takes off their clothes for money. I just get it mixed up sometimes.
It wasn't me. I didn't do it.
But I mean, seriously, here's a woman who, you know, whatever her professional services do, they do. But, you know, she signed an agreement not to open her mouth.
Right.
She got paid $130,000 not to open her mouth. And the only reason she opened her mouth at this particular point in time is because she sees more money there. Because she said
right.
It was consensual. Everything they did was consensual. At first they didn't have sex. Now she's saying they did have sex. I mean, I wish somebody would make up their mind. I'm so confused. How is this hero type of attitude?
I don't know. I'm really surprised because I always thought when you had a gag order, because that's basically what it is, and no jokes. Right. But if you have a gag order, what that means is you're not supposed to talk about it, and if you do, you can be sued. But isn't, you know, aren't there lots of contractual things? Like, do you remember the Miss America woman that put weight on and she went, oh, he called me fat? And she was under a contract to stay a certain weight.
Yeah.
And she went over that weight, and he was all the bad people for saying anything about it. But so do contracts mean nothing anymore in the United States?
No. Well, here's the thing. They have become the party of non-responsibility. It doesn't matter what you sign. It doesn't matter what you agree to. Ultimately, You shouldn't get in trouble for breaking your contract, for not doing what you were hired to do.
Well, unless you're a Republican, Joe. You forgot that part of it. Because if you're a Democrat, there's always a reason for you doing it. You know, I was actually, working on my second book, which will hopefully be out in December. And I was actually writing about this today, how, you know, when I was the other side of the fence, when I was a Democrat, how there was this double standard that still goes on that, you know, if a Republican politician does something and the Democratic politician does exactly the same thing, there's actually a reason for the Democrat doing it, but there isn't for the Republican. And I don't get that, because when you are fair-minded, you know, you and I would want the same level of punishment for, or the same level of response for both the Republican and the Democratic representative, right? Wouldn't we?
Oh, yeah. Listen, I'm on that other network last night, and they were, Mitch McConnell came out after the meeting, and he wouldn't give any information about the confidential meeting they had and on classified material. So the commentator says to me, he says, Republicans would be up in arms. He said, if Republicans really had something, they would be all over the place letting us know about it right now. I said, no. Mitch McConnell, for one of the first times, did exactly what he was supposed to do. He was in a confidential meeting, he looked at classified material, and he wouldn't tell anybody about it. That's how it's supposed to be. And he just looked at me like I had lost my mind.
Don't we need to get a copy of this and send it to Adam Schiff?
We should.
I mean, seriously, because every time Adam Schiff sees anything that says confidential, he tweets about it, and then he has the audacity to call my president out for stupid things. This guy is a fool.
That
Sorry,
leaks more than the SR-71
yeah,
that's on the ground.
He does. Shifty the Leaker, they call him on Twitter, and it's well deserved.
Just amazing. Hey, did you hear the story about Amazon? Now it might be listening into your conversations. Right? And actually, not just listening, it actually is accused of recording a conversation of a Portland family. You know, they want it, and they're investigating now, and the voice-controlled smart speaker, that thing in a room scares them. We don't have one.
No.
If you have an Alexa or something along those lines, I would unplug that puppy at night. I would unplug that puppy. I don't even know why you'd have one. But apparently a keyword that was said, turned the thing on, it recorded a conversation, and then it sent it to somebody in their list. I had to shut off my iPhone because, what's that thing, Siri, right?
Yeah.
So every time I said, are we serious, the phone would go on. So I had to shut off that portion of the phone. But, I mean, and Amazon said, yeah, we know it's a flaw, like, deal with it, we're working on it. What do you think?
Well, it is a worry because, you know, I have that same thing. I can't say because I'm using the device now. And it will switch on and start talking to you while I'm talking to you if I mention it. But I actually, I talk in my sleep. I really sleep badly. And so I talk in my sleep and I woke up having a conversation with this, you know, SRI thing. And so I was really confused. I thought there was someone in the room. But basically,
scary.
It's always waiting for that trigger. But as well, someone told me when I was living in the United States that, you know, all of our phone calls are listened to, you know, and they say it's an NSA thing. It's really to do with protecting us. So if you talk about bombs or terrorism or anything like that, it's supposed to click on. But I don't believe it can be that sophisticated. How many calls do you think there are a day? You have to be on a certain watch list or a conservative, you know, during the Obama administration.
But I think
for this to happen, you missed
it's
that.
Keywords, though, Xander. I think it's no. I heard it. And listen, I think it's keywords. I think
right.
It's like in Facebook when they nailed us when they grabbed us for saying certain things. I think I was joking that when you said Zuckerberg three times in a row, it was like what was that movie?
Yeah.
Juice, right?
Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
Well, do you remember when they banned me for using the word fag hag?
Oh.
They banned me for 2 weeks. And I was like, what? Because on social media, it's algorithms.
Yeah.
And so it's checked upon the things that you write. But algorithms don't work with context, you know?
Right.
So, you know, I just think that the ridiculous thing is that it's been proven, especially on Twitter. I can't speak for Facebook, but on Twitter, the algorithms are actually set against conservatives.
Oh, sure. No question in my mind. You know, come after us because we're easy. Nobody wants to defend us, but that's beside the point. But you're right. You know, to your point, you know, you're over in England right now, and there's a different vernacular over there. There are different words for different things.
And
you sit here and you go, look, if there's nothing ill-intended by it, then why should it be taken that way? Why should somebody be chastised and beat up over it?
I'll give you an example. There's a breakfast item here you can order in any restaurant. We call diners cafes here. Oh. So you can go to a cafe and get your breakfast in the morning, and one of the items on that list is called a faggot. And it's like a little meatball sausage kind of thing. So if I'm on Facebook saying I had faggots and beans for my breakfast this morning, I can get into trouble for that. But I'm actually talking about a harmless, it's probably very calorific and full of things that are not good for you. Okay. But the faggot in question is actually a meal item. So I could be kicked off for something that simple. And that is how it is, and it's not fair. It's ridiculous.
Well, you're right. It is. It's too bad. Even if you want to talk about something in phraseology, just to explain what's going on, they can come unglued all over you, and it's bad because now you can't talk about a thing. You can't learn.
No.
You can't find out. I don't know. And people are split over it. I don't care. If you're in the gay community, sometimes that word is offensive, but sometimes they understand it's being used.
Oh, yeah.
Learning
it's like,
scenario,
it's like
right?
Black people using the N-word with one another. But I have to tell you this very quickly. This rapper got this girl up on stage, and it was recorded the other night at some concert. And she was singing the song, and the N-word was like 50 times in the song. And when this white girl started singing the N-word, because it was in the song, he kicked her off the stage. And I was like, I love it. I love it.
I love
the irony of it.
Well, yeah, and listen, I don't get why he'd kick her off the stage, but I kind of get the fact that, look, they don't want them using the word, then why pull a white girl on the stage when you know what the song is, right?
Yeah, exactly. Because she's not going to say, la, 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 N-word, la, 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 N-word, is she? She's going to say what it actually says in the song.
Oh, God. All right, so when we come back from the break, I want to talk about a new movement in this country. It's the Democrats, Socialists of America, and it has mostly, the majority of the people in there are young Americans. They're drawn to the socialism, and they really, honestly, don't know what socialism is all about. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Sanders not going anywhere. Neither am I, and you better not either, because I know where you live. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us.
That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The Real Side. Now, Joe Messina.
Ooh, happy music. You can't not smile at this song. Sing a song? By Earth, Wind, and Fire? Don't do that. Don't do that. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. See, when you feel down and out, sing a song. It'll make your day. I mean, I'm not going to sing the song. You're on your own. Good. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Listen, got a lot going on. Carrie Lutz is going to join me in the next hour. Carrie is the founder of the Financial Survival Network, and we're going to talk a little bit about money and dollars and gold and silver and a little bit about burying that money, what little money you have in the backyard. And don't use coffee cans. They're made of tin. They rot. We use those new plastic cans. Anyhow, Xander Gibb joins me like he does every week. I always have a good time when he's on the show. And Xander, thanks for being with me.
You are welcome, Joe.
So, you should listen because you'll learn what to do with the coffee can you know, how to bury them in the backyard.
Yeah, I'm not burying anyone in the backyard where I live. The kids would watch me, and then when I went inside, they would come and steal it, you know. So, and the barbed wire, the glass wire on the fence does not deter them. They're like ninjas doing bat flips over the wall.
What, do you live in Boston? Oh, no. So you live in old Boston, really, technically, I guess.
Yeah.
God. All right, anyway. We were talking, just before the break, right, talking about these young Americans, these young Democrats, who now, they're very much involved in the Democratic Socialists of America. And they have solid red flags. They really don't understand. And they think that capitalism has been just so bad, so nasty, it only favors the rich. And you know they're listening to the professors because, you know, how many people talk about being dead poor, sleeping in the back of the car, sleeping in a dumpster, sleeping, you know what I'm saying, sleeping in an alley, and today they're worth millions of bucks, and you couldn't do that under socialism. You couldn't do that under communism. Only under capitalism could you make that happen.
Absolutely, and I think the worry is we're seeing this all across the board. We're seeing this in schools. You know, everybody gets a prize. And, you know, what we won't be surprised in 20 years' time when we have this total mental change in the populace. And this is what they're looking for, I think.
Yep.
But I'm thankful that there are enough of us speaking out against it to make a difference. You know, when I was at school, when I went to college, when I went to do further education, my tutors were not telling me about their opinion. They were telling me about facts. So where is the change gone where they're teaching opinion rather than facts? Because I don't want to learn your opinion. If I want to learn your opinion, I'll ask you for it. But if I'm in a training and learning situation, surely what I should be learning about is what is actually what is the facts? What is the methodology of a certain situation? Not your opinion as a tutor.
Oh, I agree. I don't want your opinion. When I'm sending my kids to school, that's exactly
I'll go
what I
them.
Want. Fact, you know?
Exactly. They're not, you know, if they're not there to share their opinion with either our children or ourselves when we're adults in that learning situation. It's, you know, it's like going back to that. Where I know I was joking about drag queens in schools and things like that, but heck, we don't send our children to school to be exposed to things like that. We send them there to learn. We don't want your left-leaning opinions. We want children to learn about facts and things like that, but not the opinion of the teacher.
No, how about we get down to the fact that how many people communism really killed? How about we get down to the fact that, you know, when it comes to capitalism and countries that actually run under capitalism, they're first off, they're some of the most, you're right, wealthy companies, wealthy countries on the planet, and they
right.
help out more other countries than the poor. How the heck do you help somebody pay their electric bill or feed their family when you can't afford your own electric bill and you can't afford to feed your own family?
Exactly.
Anyway.
Exactly. But there's this sense of entitlement. We cannot give our kids a sense of entitlement. You know, I don't have any children, but if I had children, I would be teaching them to get out there and work their butts off in order to be able to get a good salary and command a good salary and do a good job and to be able to support themselves. Because when you get to 16 or 18 or 21 after further education, your parents shouldn't be supporting you. And if they are, shame on them. They should be encouraging you to get out there and learn something and do something and not be such an entitled COB, SOB.
Well, you know, I don't know. Have you ever watched Tucker Carlson on Fox?
Yes, I have. He's very good.
All right. What's that girl's name? Something Sherpa, right?
She. Liberal Sherpa.
Oh, what's her name?
Liberal Sherpa.
Oh, she calls herself the Liberal Sherpa. Right? And have you seen her? I mean, first of all, her eyes are disconnected. I mean, they go all over the place when she's talking. But she's the one that really wants, she wants to go through the country and do away with the word man. She thinks man is a negative word. It needs to go. That includes changing city names like Manhattan, Manchester. It's like, is she serious?
Well, they've tried to do it in certain churches, Joe. They want God referred to as being a sexless being. You know, this is how much they're trying to change the agenda. You know, we can't say our Father anymore because it's because it's disrespectful to mothers. How ridiculous. Stop trying to change our traditions. Stop trying to change the truth.
I didn't do the piece. But on Mother's Day this year, I did it last year. I didn't do it this year. But there's actually a woman that was fighting for the right for women who had abortions to be honored as mothers. And I said, this is where the reality really just disconnects from the brain. When they really fight for stuff like this, you have to question truly how many brain cells they have, don't you?
Well, if that's the case, Joe, then by their recognition, because I've always looked after my brothers and sisters' children, so I'm a mother too, so I want Mother's Day cards by that analysis, you know? Yeah. That is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. So if you want to send, my nieces and nephews listen to the show, so guys, if you want to send Uncle Zan a Mother's Day gift, you know where I am. You know what I mean? It's just so ridiculous. As long as it's chocolate.
I was going to say, as long as it's chocolate, cash.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. I mean, those kind of things
gold
are more
watch.
Acceptable. There you
yeah,
go.
Yeah, or the money. The money will be better.
No, it is. But it's kind of scary, Xander. As I watch what the young people are doing and what they're saying and how much of this tomfoolery is happening, you stop and say to yourself, my God, these kids are buying into this. Now, it used to be, you know, you were liberal when you were young and you kind of thought everything should be a little easier. And as you got older, you became more conservative. But these people are so far left, so far into socialism, I'm not so sure you can pull them back.
I'm not sure either, but I hope that with some life experience, you can change. Because, you know, I'm living proof of the fact that that can happen. You know, I never considered myself a liberal, even though I was a Democrat, a lifelong Democrat, until about 8 or 9 years ago, however long it was. But the truth set me free, Joe. And when you start to actually question everything, like we should all be questioning everything, even from our own party, when you start to question everything, you actually get to closer to what is the truth. And I think that, you know, unfortunately, there are far too many people out there that want to warp the truth and give us a different perspective on what is the truth for their own leanings. And that's a concern to me. We should all be trying to find the truth ourselves.
We're on the same page here. But a lot of really good positive news today. Harvey Weinstein was in court and $1 million bail. Sad part, he was able to write a check for it. Too bad. He's got an ankle bracelet. He's confined in Connecticut and New York. But they only had two. They only brought two charges against him. My understanding is they're doing that so they have the other charges open and they can work on those as well. But that's good news, right?
Yes, it's a step in the right direction. All we need to do now is for a special prosecutor to be employed for Hillary. But it sounds like the news with the Clinton Foundation that they laundered, £56 million, that's not going to be too far away. But I'm sure she'll get away with that, too, and she'll say, oh, I knew nothing about it. What difference does it make now?
You mean like clean it with a rag? So I'm going to start a petition to, I think Harvey Weinstein's, that's going to be distasteful for some, so put your fingers in your ears. I think the punishment for him, if found guilty, should be castration by Dell Butterknife without Novocaine. You with me on this?
Yeah, I'm definitely with you on that. but the people that should get to perform that castration should be the women that have been affected by it. You know,
That is just one extremely sick individual to take advantage of another human being like that. You know, just lord his power over them. And all these liberal moralists out of Hollywood, this is the guy they held in high esteem.
But Joe, Trump is still bad. Don't you know that?
I'm sorry,
Trump
I forgot.
Is still bad.
I let that slide.
Sorry
by.
To interrupt you.
Yeah, but you're so right. All right, Xander, where did people find you? We're up against it again as usual.
XanderGibb.com. You can find everything there, and there will be some excerpts from the upcoming new book, which is called Traitor.
Traitor?
Mm.
Traitor.
No, well, as far as the Democrats are concerned, I am.
Oh, there you go. I like
I'm
it.
A traitor.
There you go. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and always a pleasure to have Xander with me. We'll be back in a little bit. Don't go far. Heat up your coffee, grab a drink, a hamburger, whatever it is you need, and we'll be back in just a few.